What's good, man? First off, I want to thank you for stopping through. Introduce yourself. Let the people know who you are.
Yeah, what's good, people? My name is Jelani Will. I am an artist from South Atlanta, Clayton County to be exact.
Yes, sir. Southside.
I have an album out called 30 and Broke. Mm-hmm. And I have plenty more music to come, man. So it's just a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so tell me a little bit more about 30 and Broke. What was the concept behind that, and how did you even get started on making that?
Right. So, I mean, the name is, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. I was in the process of turning 30. Mm-hmm. And I had lost a corporate job. So I was on the cusp of being broke.
Yeah.
So I took all my money from my IRA and savings and put it towards making an album. And I did it without any label funding, and it made a lot of noise. Yeah. And, you know, here I am today.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. That's that organic feel. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
And a lot of people would be afraid of losing that corporate job and being like, damn, okay, now I'm in a situation where I done lost my job. I need to be trying to find another job or something. But you put all your eggs in one basket and hit that dream button, like, here we go, I'm putting it all. Matter of fact, that corporate job might have been what was getting in the way.
And I was gonna cut you off and say that, and it was just like, I took it as a sign, like, bro, like, I always had a love for music, and I was already rapping in a group, but it was just like, when I lost that job, it was like, God was just like, bro, you need to do this, like, you need to do this now, like, now's the time.
Focus on your dream.
Yep. So here I am now.
And like you said, you always had a love for music. So take me back to when you first fell in love with music. When was your first found of love with that music? Like, when was that?
Whew, man, I got to thank my parents, man, because my parents, you know, they're true 70s soul childs, like, you know what I'm saying? So growing up, like, I can remember being like grade school age, my dad still having like record players and playing like Earth, Wind & Fire, Barry White, the Ohio players and stuff like that. And I just remember hearing them funky ass sounds and thinking like, damn, this shit is so cool. Right. On top of like the album art they had, it was so futuristic. And I remember just, you know, going in his closet, looking at album covers, like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this is it.
This is it. Like, I could see myself doing something in this magnitude. So then it just transpired into me playing instruments when I was in middle school, playing the saxophone. And, you know, just being a true consumer and a lover of hip hop before I even picked up a mic. So when I started picking up a mic, it all made sense. And why I did it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what age would you say that was the first time you actually started, like, kicking your own freestyles and shit like that? Because I know we used to kick shit at the lunch table, man, and all that. But
I remember, like, vaguely kicking shit, like, in middle school on the bus after games.
Boom.
But when I was, when I pledged, you know, we were talking about pledging earlier.
Right.
Our fraternity, they was big on freestyling and stuff like that. So
because you know when you in that setting,
man, what
you gotta, you know, drop a little cold freestyle or something.
Cool. So I'll give you a little story, man. They when I was, you know, online or whatever, you know, them guys was like, you know, if we want y'all niggas to freestyle or else, you know, I'm gonna keep it or else. So I was like, well, shit, I'm finna freestyle.
Okay.
And I picked it up really fast, and one of my LBs was like, bro, you kind of have a gift with this, bro. Like, you should do something with it. And it's just like, that kind of like sparked a light bulb in my head. I was like, damn, maybe I will start.
Okay.
So I was like 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So with 30 and Broke booming, now you know, you getting the recognition that you wanted, you seeing it start to buzz a little bit. How did that make you feel at the moment?
I was shocked, but I wasn't, because it was like, then, you know, I have a love for music, but I knew I had a gift, you know, I knew I was good, but it was just to see people like that, you know, that could relate to what I was saying. It was beautiful, man. You know what I'm saying? It was like a movement, because on top of just the music, the interludes on there, they really spoke to people who were going through the same things, but didn't have the voice to say what I had, you know, what I said. So I just thought it was amazing, man. I was very humbled and, you know, admired by the people, you know, just not what I was doing, but just the responses by what people were saying.
Okay. Yeah. So, and to hit the ground running, so you got this buzz now. You getting feedback, positive feedback. What was your next move? What was the next thing that you said, okay, now I got to start doing this? What was that?
It didn't register, bro, till... Because I made that album with the label, right? Mm-hmm. And they were based out of Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
That's where I lost my job.
Right.
So I moved back home here to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know, I got this dope ass project out. But I just felt like it wasn't being pushed right.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a hiatus, bro. Like, cause I had to take care of a lot of shit, man. On top of, you know,
life, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In the midst of that's what that album was about, life.
Right, life.
So, you know, it was a high when it came out,
mm-hmm.
but then after, you know, the buzz kind of died down, a lot of shit started happening. Like my uncle had passed, and we were really close. And you know, for people that listen to the album, he's on there.
Right.
So it was like I had to take care of like family business. And that's when I just started moving out here. You know, after that, I was like, damn, you know, the buzz kind of went down.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell am I going to do now?
Right.
So I moved, you know, just without the album. You know, after the album dropped, I was just moving, connecting, making connections with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here I am now, ready to drop more music. I've made a lot of music in the past 2 years. And now it's a transition from just being broke to, like, making money, but in the same sense, just like the next phase of my music is just about the hustle, man. It's
putting
just,
in that groundwork.
Yeah, that hustle.
And I know we was talking about that a little bit earlier before we got on.
Yeah.
Take us to the phase of that groundwork, man, like that get your hands, put your boots on and go to work.
Right.
Let's do it.
So it's like, you know, I was in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
30 and broke. A lot of people down there was fucking with it.
Right.
I came back home to Atlanta. Like a fucking foreigner, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I'm from here, but niggas
new
don't know me on this territory. This artist scene,
right?
So I had to really get out here and shake hands,
yeah,
and kiss babies,
right.
So I was trial and error.
Put your campaign on,
right? So I was just hollering at anybody I thought that was somebody or two people from the person I thought that was somebody. Like, hey, where the fuck do I need to be at?
Right.
So I went to a lot of places I didn't, but. Like, sure enough, I found out, like, okay, this is where I need to be. So I would DM people, shake their hands.
Right.
And, you know, I made a lot of good connections.
Okay.
So, you know, it's really gearing me into the right place. I met a lot of cool DJs, a lot of promoters, a lot of consultants.
Yeah.
And now it's just time for me to just make my way, make my mark.
Yeah, so networking, like, we'll stay on that for a little bit. Like you said earlier, you said moving, what did you say?
Moving without the ball.
Moving without the ball.
Yeah.
Explain that to some of these people who may not know what that means. You know what I'm saying?
So I see a lot of times, like, you know, I'm on social media heavy, and I see a lot of artists like, oh, I'm in the studio every night, fucking putting it in, and, like, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, when you're an indie artist, like, there's so many ways that you can work. And just being in the studio every night
ain't
is
it.
Not going to make you successful.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know, I've got plenty of music. I can make dope music. It's time for me to meet those gatekeepers and, like, get my foot in the door. So I took my ass out the studio and was, like, in these streets, in these clubs, and these indie parties, you know, in these listening parties, DJs, whatever.
Yeah.
Out there shaking hands, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Moving without the ball, and the ball meaning without the mic, you know what I'm saying? Like stepping away from that mic, like you said, setting
getting
screens,
my, yeah.
getting them rebounds,
get
setting
my
other,
name, get your name out
what,
there.
What, doing that shit. So I was just moving without the ball, man, and now, you know, now it's time for me to get that ball back and show these niggas what the fuck's going on.
Hey, I feel that. Talk your shit, man. This is the platform for it. This
you
is
feel
the platform
me?
For
it. You feel me?
So what I want to ask you now is what's something about yourself that a lot of people don't know about?
I work with kids, man.
Yeah.
I work with at-risk youth.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people just think I just rap because, I, you know, that's just perception is reality, so I kind of hide that. But, you know, I got a degree in criminal justice, and I work with kids in the juvenile justice system, man.
How would you say that has helped you with your career?
As far as rap?
Yeah, as far as
tremendously.
Rap.
Mm-hmm. Especially with this new wave of music I do.
Yeah.
Because I listen to these kids more than they think I do.
Mm-hmm.
What they like, what sounds they like.
Right.
Being, you know, 30 in the game, you know, you gotta be able to relate to both parties.
Right.
So like
right.
that middle child J. Cole song,
yeah.
he registers to me on so many different levels because it's like I entertain both generations.
Yeah.
My generation and the younger generation. So
right.
I see some more, you know, the younger kids fucking with what I do.
Right.
So it's like I listen to them and what they like and the sound they like.
So you can stay relevant within both. Yeah.
Very much so.
Understandable. Understandable. So with that being said, we're talking about the industry now. What do you think about the industry right now as a whole, as far as the popping artists and everything that's going on right now in the industry?
I think it's cool, man. Yeah. I just like hip hop is just is growing day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many different lanes, you know, for everybody to eat, man. So you know, I just take from it all, like from the J. Cole's to the fucking Lil Pumps. You know, it's just that broad. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, I got kids, you know, they're 8 and 10, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And an infant. So it's just like, I know what they listen to, but in the same sense, you know, I know what I like too.
Right.
But I take from it all, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like something from everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
And we'd be remiss to not talk about, like, the recent killings of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Pop Smoke and you know, a lot of these other folks in the industry that have lost their life, XXXTentacion, all these people like that. What do you feel about that? Do you think it's kind of like, I know you say you work with At Risk and stuff like that. Do you think that a lot of these artists these days are growing up too fast, and they may be too young when they get in the game and they're not able to grasp it? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. I think And I'm just thankful that I'm getting in the game a little bit, you know, older and mature. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm old enough, but I'm young enough.
Right.
I felt like if I would have just been rapping at 20-something, I was a whole different person, man.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you definitely got to learn and grow within yourself before you can put your all into what you're trying to do.
Right.
Because and then you'll learn a lot of mistakes along the way, you know what I'm saying? And you have time to learn and do and grow within, you know what I'm saying, within what you're doing.
Right. And I try to guide some of these younger niggas. And they're not even artists, just as far as just people, like, you know what I'm saying? Just the type of, you know, the type of lifestyle they're living or the mistakes that they're making. Like, hey, look, bro, like, I've done some of these things before. Like, trust me, like, this ain't the way to go.
Right, right, right.
And even as an artist, it's just like, now, some of these niggas, I don't know. So it's just like, you know, from a distance, I just watch what they do. And like, yeah, that's not a nigga I fuck with.
Right,
you
right,
know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
but it's just like, it's certain scenarios that I've been in, even in the indie scene. It's like, okay, me at 22, I probably would have punched this nigga in the face.
Yeah.
But me being, you know, 30-something, it's just like, bro, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you
my mission's a lot
now.
Different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got it, bro.
Yeah, I'm
going
to just sit back.
You got it.
You got it, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I feel you on that. I feel you on
exactly.
that. Definitely. What would you say would be in the industry now some of your inspirations? I know you mentioned Cole a lot, so I know Cole to be in there.
Cole, you know, shit, you know, rest in peace to the dead, Nipsey Hussle.
For sure.
Just the, you know, how he moved, man. I felt it was fucking brilliant. Let me see. I like DaBaby. I like Lil Baby.
Okay.
Let me see.
Both DaBabies.
Right. I like Crit, and it's crazy because Crit was one of my major influences before I really stepped out here.
Right.
And like now, like, I'm amongst his people.
Yeah, because you can kind of see how Crit move. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You moving the same. I mean, he moves that same similar way to how you moving right now. He's putting that groundwork.
Right. So I met him. I met him a year ago. And then, like, I'm in cahoots with his right-hand man named Big Scent. Is in a group called Two Players, so I'm very cool with their manager.
Right.
And I've been backstage with them
cool.
on some other shit with my DJ,
dope.
Who was Scotty ATL's DJ, who's
right.
another nigga who
right.
I was influenced by.
And that all come from what? Moving without the ball.
Exactly.
Boom.
Exactly. So I did all that after 30 and Broke was, you know, released. And now it's just like, man, shit, I feel like my time's coming.
Dope. So I know with this music thing, you've done a lot of performances. So what I want you to do now is take us through your first performance. What was your first performance like?
I was in college. I was in this group called Stone Age, man. It was four of us. And we performed at Fort Valley State.
Okay.
It was pretty fucking trash. My stage performance was... it was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
It was just like, man, y'all fuck with me. I kept saying that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Trying to get the people behind it instead of finding a way to
to get them to feel it. Right. Yeah.
And it was just like I was trying to bully them. And
yeah.
Bro, it was.
Because you believe, because people don't understand.
Right.
That when you're a creator, you believe so much in your process and your project. You be
tacky,
like, hey,
bro.
Man, y'all got to fuck with me because I fuck with me. I'm doing everything. You feel me?
It was tacky, bro. Yeah. It was tacky, man. But I learned so much from that.
Mm-hmm.
To what I am now, it's right. just, bro, it's just, it's a blur. It's okay. I can't even believe, like, you know, where I'm at.
So take us through now. What's your performances like now?
Man, they be lit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I engage with the crowd a lot.
Yeah.
From top to bottom. I make them feel like they are a part of the performance. I normally do giveaways throughout the performance. Yeah. Like, we did some shit at the Memo Gallery, and I gave away some gas money to anybody who came up there and freestyled. And it was just like, motherfuckers was just so eager to do it. Even after I gave the money out, like, man, I ain't even about the money, bro. I just want to be a part of it. Like, so they were just so engaged.
Because people feed off your energy.
Absolutely.
And it's most important to have that energy.
Absolutely. And it's that presence, man. Mm-hmm. And I tell a lot of niggas, there's a lot of niggas who can rap.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, do you have that it factor? Do you have that aura? Like, do people want to captivate or gravitate to what you're doing on some Pac shit? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, Pac wasn't, you know, he was lyrically, you know, inclined, but he wasn't the best lyricist,
right.
but he just had that it factor. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Yeah.
So on this particular platform, we have a saying, and it's called, what's life without an L?
Mm-hmm.
So can you take us through a low point in your life in which you had to overcome and just get through it?
Yeah, man. Shit, man, plenty. You know, I'm a father of three. You know, I got my 6-month-year-old son here now, and, you know, I didn't think that, you know, he would be here, you know. And it was just like he was born and conceived in the process of me trying to make this music.
Wow.
So it was like I was beating myself up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love him to death, but it was just like I wasn't ready for that, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like that was an L, but it was a lesson and a blessing for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the latest L, but blessing I've taken, and just really, you know, pursue. You know, I mean, just,
and that's life, though.
Yeah, man,
that's life, and that's the blessing that you get that's gonna make this so much more worth it.
Absolutely,
you feel me?
Absolutely,
because it's like you got kids, but you working towards that to make a way for them. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Generational
Absolutely.
Wealth.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You out here building as a black man, as a strong black man.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Yes, sir.
You got to put all that pressure on your back and keep moving forward. And you have.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You came here today with your 6-month-old.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You still getting work done.
Yeah, absolutely.
That ain't no L, bro.
Nah.
That's life.
Absolutely.
You feel me?
Absolutely.
And just like you said, that's a blessing of yours. And, you know, I want to commend you for doing that, because a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
And a lot of people give up on their dreams when certain circumstances
just
like
happen.
That happen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I commend you for not giving up on your dream. And I just want to say here right now, thank you for being here.
Absolutely.
And continuing your dream.
Nah,
you know
man,
what I'm saying?
Man, thank you for having me.
For sure, for sure.
Yes, sir.
And so with that said, I want to ask you, what's a piece of advice that you would give someone that's looking to just start anything? It don't have to be music. It don't have to be, you know what I'm saying? Just anything.
Man, go with your gut, man.
Yeah.
Go with your gut. Come up with a plan, and just stick with it, man. Perseverance, and consistency, and hard work beat anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my advice, man. Just stay consistent, stay persistent, and just work hard, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel you. So, last question before we get into some of your music and all that good stuff. What's up next for Jelani?
Man, South by Southwest.
Okay.
We're gonna do a headlining show in April.
Okay.
We're gonna drop an album in April. Oh, and we're dropping a single right before South by Southwest.
Okay.
So pretty much like the back end of this first quarter, the second quarter, you know, are filled with fucking music, visuals, albums, shows, and then we'll go into the summer with, you know, hopefully
with
a plan.
Some more heat.
Yeah, for sure.
Right now, what I want to do is go ahead and close this out. So, anything you want to say to the people that's listening to this podcast right now?
Man, look, I'm just appreciative of all the people out there rocking with the movement, man. Any new followers, you know, definitely thankful. You can follow me on Instagram at Jelani_Will. Facebook, Jelani Williams. Twitter, Jelani Williams as well. So that's where I'm at. 30 and Broke is the album. It's on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Google Play, all that.
Right. And so what we'll do is definitely we will link all these things in. Jelani, I want to appreciate you for, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate you for coming through everything, man. I appreciate your story, letting everybody know. And it's going to be the one, what'd you say, bro? Big Flex.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, shit. My bad. Yeah, man, I got a single called Big Flex coming out in probably about a week, man.
All right.
Dope record. Yeah, man, it's just the whole feel. The name speaks for itself. Big Flex. Flex on these bitch-ass niggas.
Say no more. Big Flex. Hey, 2020. Oh, yeah, Big flexing on them.
Hey, you talking about?
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you stepping through, man. Hey, much love and success to you.
Absolutely.
And it's been another episode, man. We out. We'll check y'all next time. True. Stay tuned for some more music from my boy, Jelani Will.
No doubt. It's been real. To sleep, protect the nigga in the streets, get the homie out the beef. Yeah, never lay me down to sleep, protect the nigga in the streets. No longer we stressing, just counting the blessings. Hallelujah, nigga, I'm thankful. Got a guardian angel and feeling protected. My nigga from neck to the ankles. I was locked down in shackles, but sin be the wages of death. And the flesh is really weak. Was deep in them cheeks, focused on money and freaks. And you know I was creeping beneath, reaching my peak. Problems a nigga has several, but look, we done danced with the devil. Can't take the heat. Get your hoe ass out the kitchen and pan me the pot in the kettle. Sounds of the ghetto, motherfucker struggle. But I keep moving my feet in the turf. Heavy flow and I'm blessing the earth. Whew. It's that motherfucking word. Now I lay me down to sleep. Protect the nigga in the streets. Kid the homie out the beef. Now I lay me down to sleep. Protect the nigga in the streets. Kid the homie out the beef. Protect the nigga from the enemies and the niggas that befriended me. Times that a homie distracted by smoking that weed and that Hennessy. Keep that shit out my vicinity. All the faking and the capping offending me. Don't like your energy. Bitches be fired like a penalty. Y'all niggas be killing me. Not in my feeling, G, but somebody fucking feeling me. For real. They been checking my drip. Jockin' stolen identity. For real. And I just need a meal. On my plate and in my pocket. Profit on top of deposit. Fucking my bitch in the tropic. Check out the music is popping. Now I lay me down to sleep. Protect the nigga in the streets. Kid the homie out the beef.